Liszt's grief and anger over the loss of his father manifested itself as a rejection of the very life his father had made for him. And without his father's guiding hand, he went a bit off the deep end. Oh, God help any of us who, at 16, famous and rebellious, are set footloose and fancy free in Paris. He stayed out all hours, often coming home and sleeping fully clothed on the stairs so as not to wake up his mother. He began to smoke and to drink, and he fell in love. The object of his attractions was one of his aristocratic students, Caroline de Saint-Cricq, the beautiful 17-year-old daughter of Count Pierre de Saint-Cricq, the French Minister of Commerce. Well, when the Count discovered what was going on between Liszt and his daughter, he terminated her lessons and showed this vermin of a piano player the door. Caroline, heartbroken, was quickly married off to someone named Bertrand d'Artigot. Liszt was doubly devastated. First, his father, now Caroline. We are told that at 16, he suffered a nervous breakdown and succumbed to religious mania, spending hours prostrating himself on the freezing cold flagstone floor of St. Vincent de Paul, longing to be a priest, hoping to live the life of a saint, praying to die the death of a martyr. Ay. Liszt stopped practicing the piano and wrote not a note of music between 1827 and 1829. He spent most of his time in church, confessing daily, repenting for his perceived sins. And he was chronically ill. If it wasn't one thing, it was another. Morose and almost completely apathetic, he was a depressed teenager, emotionally on his own, who, as is the case with so many prodigies, had experienced a little too much, a little too soon. Of these times, Liszt later wrote, and I quote, "The truth is that in those days I completely ignored the world and concerned myself with nothing," unquote. He's back! Liszt was blasted out of his lethargy in July of 1830. Some very quick but very important background. When that pesky Napoleon Bonaparte was finally defeated and permanently exiled in 1815, the victorious Allies reinstalled the Bourbon family to rule in France. The period from 1815 to 1830 is therefore referred to in France as the Bourbon Restoration, or simply as the Restoration. As Louis XVI had been beheaded in 1793 and his son, Louis XVII, had died in prison in 1795, it was left to Louis XVIII, Louis XVI's brother, to become the King of France in 1814. Louis XVIII died in 1824 and was succeeded by another one of the brothers, this one crowned as Charles X. Now, Charles X was bad news, any way you choose to define it. He was a reactionary, a throwback, a dinosaur who wanted to reinstate the absolute power of the monarchy, a monarchy that ruled by divine right, as if the Enlightenment and the Revolution and Napoleon and the rise of the middle class and the Industrial Revolution had never happened. When moderation was suggested to him in his dealings with the French people, he made his famous remark, "Moderation? I would rather chop wood." In March of 1830, the Chamber of Deputies delivered to Charles what amounted to a no-confidence vote. He responded by suspending the Chamber of Deputies and, in effect, the Constitution of France. Now, this might have worked 100 years before, but it wasn't going to work in 1830. On July 27th, the Maire hit the fan. Barricades were raised in the streets of Paris, and royalist troops fired on them, igniting an all-out battle. On the next day, July 28th, a pack of students from the Polytechnic Academy climbed to the top of Notre Dame and unfurled the tricolor, the symbol of the revolution. Workers, artists, artisans joined the students, and after 3 days of fighting, the three glorious days, Charles X saw the writing on the wall, abdicated, and hightailed it to England, where he lived out the rest of his life. Liszt was galvanized by the fighting. Hearing the gunfire, he rushed outside and was eyewitness to the hand-to-hand fighting that took place in the Montmartre. He joined the crowds and was swept up entirely in the spirit of the moment. According to one biographer, quote, "These experiences acted like a therapy and shook him from his lethargy." His mother, Anna Liszt, reflected on these traumatic times, saying, "The guns cured him." With the cannon of the three glorious days booming in his ears, Liszt's creative energies were once again released. When we return, revelation. Thank you.